The counting of votes for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana is scheduled to commence at 8 a.m. on Tuesday. The JK assembly election for 90 constituencies was held over three phases on September 18, September 25 and October 1, respectively. Meanwhile, polling for the 90 seats of the Haryana assembly ended on October 5. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Haryana will begin at 8 a.m. Postal ballots will be counted first, followed by EVM counting after 30 minutes. Haryana Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agrawal stated that 93 counting centers have been set up for 90 assembly constituencies in 22 districts of the state. Two counting centers each have been set up for the Badshahpur, Gurugram, and Patodi assembly constituencies, while one counting center each has been established for the remaining 87 assembly constituencies, where the counting will take place. To monitor the counting process, 90 counting observers also have been appointed by the Election Commission. Agrawal informed that comprehensive security arrangements have been made for the counting. A total of 30 companies of Central Armed Police Forces have been deployed at 93 counting centers. The counting centers have been put under a three-tier security cover. Central Security Forces have been deployed in the innermost security cover. After that, State Armed Police and District Police personnel will be deployed in the outermost cover. Around 12,000 police personnel are on duty at the counting centers across the state. Agrawal stated that adequate checkpoints have been set up within a 100-meter perimeter of each counting center. CCTV cameras have been installed in all 90 strong rooms where the EVM are stored to closely monitor all activities. Unauthorized individuals will be restricted from entering these areas. Additionally, CCTV cameras have been installed at the main entrance and throughout the entire premises of the counting centers to ensure comprehensive monitoring. A meeting was held to review the counting preparedness with deputy commissioners, district election officers, to provide instructions for ensuring a well-organized counting process on October 8. Accurate information on each round of counting will be uploaded in a timely manner, a release said. Ahead of the counting of the votes, the security has been heightened at a counting center in Jammu. On the day of the counting, the strong rooms will be opened in the presence of candidates, their authorized representatives, returning officers, ROS, assistant returning officers, RS, and ECI observers, with videography conducted. Mobile phones will not be allowed inside the counting centers. During the process, only authorized individuals, officials, or staff will be permitted inside and around the counting centers. People and political party representatives have been requested not to crowd the counting centers and check the results at home. The results will be available on the Election Commission of India's website http://results.eic.in/ and through the Voter Helpline app. Media centers have been set up at the counting centers for the press to access the latest updates. Only authorized personnel would be allowed entry into the counting centers. Additionally, instructions have been given to closely monitor social media to prevent the spread of any rumors related to the counting process, the release said. In Jammu and Kashmir, Chief Electoral Officer P.K. Pol said CCTVs have been set up in each counting hall for record creation. Counting will begin at 7:30 a.m. for postal ballots and 8 a.m. for EVMs. Polls were held peacefully and no candidate or political party faced any kind of difficulty. Violence-free public participation was witnessed, Pol told ANI. Postal ballots will be counted first, after which EVM counting will begin. In every district headquarters, counting centers have been set up. Counting of territorial polling stations will be done in 25 locations and counting of migrant polling stations will be done in 3 locations. All arrangements have been made. Candidates have also given information about their counting agents. EVMs are kept in a triple-layer security. The outermost layer consists of police, the middle layer is guarded by the CAPF, and the inner layer consists of a dedicated section which mains the counting center round the clock, he added. Exit polls have predicted that Congress is poised to win Haryana and that the National Conference Congress Alliance has an edge in Jammu and Kashmir. The results are likely to reflect political sentiments as parties gear up for upcoming electoral battles in Maharashtra, Jharkhand.